to see with Jordy Nelson when he played him last time and now?
I mean, he was making plays then. He's still making plays now. He's always, you know, had great hands, extends really well for the ball. And, you know, not only him, but, you know, their whole receiving core, you know, they have a good feel of what Rodgers does and how he buys time and how they extend routes. So they're obviously doing a great job in that.
Seems like their downfield game has come back. I mean, is that from him primarily, or where do you see that that's come back?
I think them running the ball actually helps that. Montgomery, Michael, you know, they're running the ball really well, and that opens things up. And then, you know, it's not just Jordy, you know, Cobb, Devontae Adams. So they're all making plays downfield.
Are you kind of amazed that Montgomery's been able to make the transition like he has from receiver to back?
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive. He's a talented returner too. So he's got good vision. He runs hard, physical guy. He's a very good running back. It doesn't matter what number he's wearing, I guess.
When you look at him and kind of his body type, does he almost look more like a running back than he would a receiver?
Yeah, I mean, he looks like a running back. I think it's easy to be deceived by the number. He's playing really well.
Kirsten, I know you guys kind of take it game by game throughout the season, but when you get toward the end of the season, do you start looking at finishing on a high note?
You want to win each week, so it's about, that's pretty much all I got on that one.
When you got back out there today, how did you feel? And I know it's cold. Does that affect any of the issues that you were facing?
No, I don't think so. Just see how it feels and go from there. There's nothing. You can't really do much more than that. So that's about all I got.
Did you feel good while you were out there?
Yeah, you know, I felt good. Felt good. It's getting better. Moved around pretty well.
How frustrating was it to not be out there last week, knowing that it's such an important game?
It's frustrating missing any time, but just try to be there for your team, help guys out, do whatever you can. It's frustrating not to play.
How much confidence does it give the Vikings having beaten the Packers twice in a row, and especially, you know, winning last year going against them after you guys have lost a bunch in a row?
You got to take every week as a new week. They're kind of hot right now, doing a lot of good things on offense. So it's a big challenge.